This is the BBC.
Wednesday Scott Mills Daily with a bumbleo to keep us all warm. Also, one of our listeners has a successful habit of sliding into the celebrity DMs. More of Greg James sounding really tired on his Gregathlon. And Harry, our listener, might have sent another message to Stephanie Pratt. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio. Radio 1's Gregathlon.
Pedal to the peaks.
For sport relief.
Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills. I should now be able to speak to Greg James. Hello, Greg.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Where are you?
I am at the top of Scafell Pike.
Oh, wow. Like, serious respect to you at this point. Not only can I not believe that you're still doing this on day three, but I can't believe you're doing it in the conditions you're having to do it in either.
That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever had to do.
Yeah, how are you feeling, Greg?
I feel really, really broken.
Like, do you feel sick, or like, what is the feeling? Is it like muscles, or what is it?
I feel, yeah, muscles are really aching. I feel quite dizzy and lightheaded because it's just so much climbing, and it's 950 meters, but. We had crampons on the whole way because the snow was like up to my knees.
Yes.
And it was the most, it was just completely ludicrous. It was like so absurd that I was just, my feet were going in and then the snow was going over my knee and then having to climb. I was like, this is not the sort of thing that I can do, but I somehow managed to do it. So I'm at the top of the mountain now.
Yeah. Incredible. So that's peak two.
We don't obviously want to take up too much of your time because you have got to get moving. But yeah, obviously, we just want you to get down safe. And you know, there's a big team around you as well who are doing an amazing job.
Yeah, they are. And also, this is not the conditions to really climb these sorts of mountains unless you know what you're doing. So I am with some people who are absolutely amazing and know what they're doing and know the mountain because this is proper wild. And this is, the winds are like 40 or 50 miles an hour. Throughout here is probably minus 20 or 30 in the air. It's not good.
It is worth saying, like you just mentioned, Chris, that Greg is surrounded by a team of experts who've worked with Sport Relief on most of these challenges across the years. This is not a week to attempt any kind of climb like that. Right, so get down that mountain, get safe, get on that bike, look after yourself, Greg.
Yeah, good luck, Greg.
We're all thinking of you and we'll speak to you very soon. Thank you.
Thank you, I'll get down, bye.
Okay, see you in a bit. Also, I need to say, it might be that we have to stop the challenge this week because of the weather, so we will continually assess and monitor the situation and take advice from those experts on the ground. This is Radio 1.
Radio 1's Gregathlon.
Pedal to the peaks.
For sport relief.
Scott Mills.
So yesterday we were talking about the celebrities that you've just had to unfollow on Instagram, either because they're like telling you about this great teeth whitening stuff that you should use, or like stuff to go with your gym, like supplements.
Or like you could be jealous.
Yeah.
Just straight up jealousy sometimes. Yeah. Just like, oh, do you know what? I'm just feeling bad looking at you every day.
Yeah. Oh, look at you there on the beach and it's freezing here. There are many reasons. Right. So Clemmie Moody, actual showbiz journalist, is with us now. Hello, Clemmie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. So, you can tell me everything.
Yeah.
You obviously have to speak to famous people a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, because of your job, you probably have to follow people on Instagram, celebrities, that you probably wouldn't do otherwise.
I always think it's really embarrassing. If friends look at my Instagram account, who I follow, they'll just think I'm such a loser. But yeah, like you say, it is sort of because of work. Well, entirely.
But hang on, you follow both of us.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's because I've met you, interviewed you, and liked you, so that's different.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thank you. Okay, then, are you going to name any names?
I think I'll never work again if I do, so okay. I will not.
Can you give me some clues as to who you may have unfollowed in the celeb world?
Okay, I'll give you clues. So there's one actress in her 50s who constantly posts pictures of her on a beach abroad, looking amazing, annoyingly amazing, in this bikini.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting at my rubbish desk in artificial lighting, hating my life and wanting to just be on this beach. So she got unfollowed fairly rapidly.
I find people that are on holiday all the time, which is the reason I've unfollowed my person, is annoying, isn't it?
Ah, yours. Yeah. I think I know your one, Scott. It's a guy musician. Ex-musician.
Still a musician. Yeah, there is him, because he's always on holidays in Dubai at the moment. But yeah, my one is, I actually really like her, but Reese Aura.
I had to unfollow her as well.
Why?
For real reasons. I got annoyed by the sort of plugging. I know it's her job to plug her singles and stuff, but somebody she's recently collaborated with, I also had to unfollow because it was just too much.
Liam.
Well, no comment.
Why did you unfollow there? Is that because fake gangster?
Oh, fake gangster as well. It's like, you know, you're born in, where were you born? Home counties, probably.
Wolverhampton?
Wolverhampton. Yeah, he's not sort of, he's not Harlem, is he?
No.
Is that because he's gone a little bit hip-hop?
He's just too gangster for me. He's too street.
Yeah, exactly. You don't feel gangster enough, so
unfollow. I know, and I'm so gangster.
Yeah, same. Rita's always by a pool as well, or an annoying selfie looking amazing. So bye.
Yeah, bye.
So that's a sort of jealousy unfollow, would you say?
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, completely. Yeah,
holiday ones do my head in, because it's like, well, you're on holiday in February. And obviously Chris is not going to go, oh, well, you're always on holiday. Yeah, but I'm not on holiday now.
No, you're on holiday in January and November.
Yeah, sure.
And also, I'd like to think I'll do one sort of holiday photo a week, so I don't want to annoy everyone, not like daily. I don't need daily updates.
Some people, you feel like you're actually on the holiday with them.
Yeah, I'm like serving them nibbles by the pool.
Yeah.
If they take a picture and their feet are in it, you generally feel like you're sort of there watching them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, any clues to any others?
There's also a well-known singer, I suppose you could say, who signs off with her initials and a kiss. And I don't know why I find it so annoying, but every single Instagram or tweet is literally initials, kiss.
Is this a singer that's not done any singing, actual singing, for a while?
Maybe. I thought I was being really subtle by saying a singer. She's not known for her dulcet tones.
No. Pouts a lot.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
I think I've guessed who it
is. Don't know who this is.
No.
VB.
Well, I'm not commenting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm quite good at this game. Now that we've turned it into a game. Any others?
Anyone who is famous for being the spawn of anyone famous, and then sort of refers to their fans as their fans, and it's like you're only there with your sort of...
Because of your dad.
Yeah, because of your dad. Mm. That's so irritating.
Same family.
Well, that rules out. Well, probably the same family. Roman Kemp.
Well, any of these people, anyone. I mean, I'm also probably just jealous that, like, you know, Dave and Victoria aren't my parents, for example. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah. A part of these are all jealousy-related, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm just an awful human being, clearly.
You're not. It's quite natural.
Yeah. What else? Anyone that sort of retweets praise they get, that is really annoying. Because, yes, we know you're great, we know you're famous, we know you have £8 million. Just don't retweet praise. Why? Why do you do it?
Yeah. Clemmie, that's been a great insight. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Scott Mills.
Oh, yesterday on the show we spoke to Harry. Hello, Harry.
Hello.
You had the great story of how you messaged Made in Chelsea's and Celebrity Big Brothers and Celeb Go Dating's Stephanie Pratt quite a lot over the Christmas period.
Yeah, a couple of times.
Noticing that she'd broken up with, who was it, Johnny?
Yeah, Johnny Mitchell.
And you were like, well, I'll just give this a go and see if she fancies going out for a drink at the Cliff and dinner.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's the one.
She doesn't follow you, right? You just message her to try and get into the Muggles folder, as we call it.
Yes, indeed.
But then the whole thing we were doing yesterday was, who have you had to unfollow on Instagram? And you unfollowed her and took Instagram off your entire phone so that you didn't message Steph again, right?
Indeed, yes, I did.
Until now, what's happened?
Well, after yesterday's conversation, I was worried that she may have heard the programme and may have searched through the Muggle folder to find my messages.
Oh, God.
Just to explain the Muggle folder, Scott, if you want to message someone who doesn't follow you, you can sort of send them a message and then they can go to either accept it or not in like a separate folder.
Yeah.
So obviously, if you're really, really famous, you're going to get like hundreds, if not thousands, of these messages. But if you're less famous, you're quite likely to see it. My theory is with you, Harry, is I think she may well have seen it, but she's choosing to ignore it.
Well, there's no blue tick.
But anyway, look, you've persisted. You've sent lots of messages.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, recharged the chatteries last night and sent across the following message. Evening, Steph. I hope you've had a good start to the year. I just wanted to make you aware I read my conversation out on Radio 1 to Scott Mills and Chris Stark today. They found it very entertaining. Anyway, the offer for dinner is still there. Hope to hear from you soon.
Good.
Oh, no. So you put Instagram back on your phone and then messaged her last night. Where were you last night?
I was just at my friend's house.
Right. And you thought, because it was on the radio, it's like, oh, she might have heard it, so I'll just give it one more go.
Well, that was there was peer pressure. They said that I probably should just drop her a message and let her know that she has been talked about on the radio today.
I just love how much you overthink everything. Mm-hmm. And kind of you and your friends are really overthinking this.
Yeah, I think they're just adamant that I will get a date one day.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, all this comes from a very good place. I think that, you know, you never know.
I think it's quite sweet.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes the celebrities, they do date the normals.
Oh, hopefully. You can only hope.
It's rare, but it has happened.
It does happen.
And you know what? You haven't had necessarily a no yet. You haven't had a yes, but you haven't had a no. And I think,
or a reply.
You haven't even had a reply.
Exactly. We can keep hoping.
Okay, well, listen, we'll keep working on that if that's okay with you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, gents.
And if nothing, I've learnt two amazing new phrases from my chats with you. Recharge my chatteries and Beggy Mitchell.
Absolutely. I'm glad I could have been of assistance.
You definitely have been.
Thank you very much, guys. Great to speak to you.
Let's keep in touch. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott
Mills. Roisin, Claire and Mabel have said, we're just going down to Southend Seafront. It's not frozen. Well, it was earlier. I've seen pictures, so yeah.
Or maybe it's like parts of it.
Yeah, I mean, not the whole sea.
Well, the way you said it, I was like, what's he saying here? The whole sea is frozen. What? Like, the sea is frozen!
I know, you thought I was being overdramatic.
I did, normal. I thought you'd been a bit overdramatic.
No, like...
are you sure, mate?
Right. I just showed you a picture of it.
Not a weatherman. Not to me.
I just showed you a picture of the sea in Southend being frozen. Not all of the sea, because then where would it stop?
That was deep from you.
Anyway... I'm going to do a bumble, whether you like it or not. It's only right in this weather that Thomas Schaffernacker should be on from last year.
Thomas Schaffernacker from the BBC Weather Centre. Hi, Tom. Hiya. It is very cold. Okay, we'll be as quick as possible.
Throwback, Derek Acora.
What is it, Derek?
You all right? Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. That's it.
Derek being possessed there, as he was a lot. And then from this week's Ghostbusters.
Wow.
Okay.
Now...
That's a very rude ghost.
Well, two bits of innuendo bingo here. First one from Women's Hour on Radio 4.
And now it's time for Women's Hour with Jenny Murray.
Good morning. Where are all the lesbians?
And now, BBC Four's The World's Most Beautiful Egg.
It's based on a similar egg in the Danish royal collection, which Maria would have known from her childhood. But little could she have imagined as she fondled her chicken on that Easter Sunday morning that this was the start of something huge.
Is Robot Clara from this week.
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
Again.
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
Exterminate!
The Winter Olympics.
The McTwist into the frontside 540. The backside 540. This pipe is in perfect condition and the... Oh, ends with the stiffy!
Oh, we can't have weather like this and not play this.
Oh, God, wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite.
Never forget.
Come with me, lesbian seeker. Change, settle down and rest with me. Fly with me, lesbian seeker. To my little nest by the sea.
Frozen sea.
It's a certified bop. That was a massive gap.
I know. Thank you.
Here we go then. Where are you? Let's keep warm together. 8-1-1-9.
It's quite a summery song, this, really. It's the kind of one you hear on holiday. It feels weird in the snow, but let's do this, everyone.
Who's Gregory, hello.
Exterminate! Okay, we've got Joanna in Preston. Feels like her fingers are freezing. They probably are. Adam, John and Paul bumbling their pipes off at the plastic factory. Nice gap today, guys. Reed man from Huntington. Keeping warm in his igloo. No real. And Ash and Kafili. Hello. Bambaleya. Seriously, it's halfway through the week. Warm yourself up. Dance to Bambaleya because it's freezing. Justin's driving home in the snow. Liam and the Chesties bumbling away on the Isle of Man. Alicia in Midhurst has missed her flight because of the weather, and she's the cabin crew.
Oh, blimey. Steve from Birmingham, absolutely loving the Clara and Faux Dalek.
Gregory, hello.
Exterminate! One of my faves. Matt is outside in Bournemouth. So cold, his beard is starting to freeze. Shout out to all the hipsters on their push bikes with the same issue.
Yeah, exactly. The struggle must be real. Shout out to Dom McCalley in Leicester.
Oh.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
People ask what that is. It's Len Goodman and Arlene Phillips trying eclairs. Chocolate eclairs. Felix is bumbling his paintbrushes off in Droitwich.
Sam the man bumbling his blue something's off on the way home.
Adam on his tractor in South Wales. I mean, he's been warmer, to be honest.
Yeah. Hello to Redman. And Richie as well.
And finally, Felix in Cirencester. Not blazing.
Scott Mills. Even location that's the vibrations I don't need. Nothing else but you.
Khalid and Location on BBC Radio 1. Our producer loves that. You wouldn't look at him and think that, would you? It's not, you wouldn't, like, he loves his rock.
It's weird, isn't it? Because it's a good song as well, but it's an odd one to get, like, obscenely passionate about. No, but not, maybe passionate's the wrong word, but I mean, like, obscenely, like, oh my word, that's the best song ever.
He didn't say that.
He did. Apparently he did. Didn't he say it was the best song ever? That's what you just said, Nicola. Actually. Yeah, he loves it so much. He said it's the best song ever. I was like, fine, I've said this about a few songs, it's been a bit weird.
Well, yeah, you've said that She-Wolf by Shakira is the best song ever made.
This is BBC Radio 1.
That's not right.
Scott Mills.
What I said is that technically, as a pop song, everything about it is technically one of the best songs ever made.
Ooh.
Yeah? Not like my personal opinion. I think as a piece, I respect it as a piece of art. It is one of the best songs ever made.
Nathan in Bexhill, what are your views? Do you think Shakira She-Wolf is one of the best songs ever made?
Debatable.
Yeah.
It's got everything in it.
Sorry.
You say the same about Rihanna SOS, Scott.
Tune.
You say technically,
yeah,
it's an incredible pop song.
People will look back on that in 40 years and be like...
Same with She-Wolf.
Incredible. Same with Baby One More Time. Not She-Wolf.
We'll see.
Nathan, are you on a roof right now?
I'm afraid not. No, I'm on the way home.
Okay, but you are a roofer. You must be freezing cold at work.
Absolutely freezing, correct.
You probably know a bit what Greg James feels like on a very small scale.
Yeah, a very small scale. Not like Greg James, but I'd say nearly on the level.
Also, like, everybody is sending their best wishes and love to Greg because what he's doing is... it's pretty gruelling, isn't it?
It is incredible. Incredible what he's doing. I don't think I could do that. He's doing well so far.
What a guy. So you had a French stick for lunch. Oh.
Yeah, pretty boring. Just a ham, salad, French stick. Yeah,
it's good that that made the notes.
When you when you had a French stick, did you feel like continental?
No, I'm just plain boring English man.
Don't do yourself down. But Nathan, like what I'm imagining here is a full French stick, like fully extended. Is that what you did? You eat it all?
It was close. I would say it was half of a full one.
It's like
that's still a good like foot and a half, isn't it?
It's like when I had a croque monsieur once. I was like, oh, I feel like I'm in France. Mate. I wasn't. I was in Crawley.
You're a croque monsieur.
Anyway, Nathan, who do you normally pick on bangers?
Chris.
All right. Legend. Here's what I've got for you today. Okay, I don't think you're going to change today, are you? Justin Bieber.
Baby, baby. My favourite bit of this is the Ludacris rap.
Yeah.
Luda.
I mean, Justin Bieber's first song, once again, we'll look back on that and go, great, so great.
My banger's choice today is really intense. Let's do it. But it's a banger. This is Overstaffed, but amazing staff. Tiësto, Diplo, Busta Rhymes. And the song is called Come On, brackets Catch 'Em by Surprise. Tune.
Lovely song.
Well, I'll just put my large warm coat on, shall I?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we need to say it, really, do we?
Just say it, though.
Do you want me to say it out loud for you?
Go on, Nathan.
Yeah, Mr. Stark, here we go. Whoop, whoop.
Woo, woo. Intruder alert. Intruder alert.
We interrupt this podcast
to introduce ourselves. We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you.
Do we have best bits, Nikki?
Well, we want to bring you bits.
That's too much.
We'll be talking all things from K-pop, nostalgia, to relationships and dating.
Join us for the ride and find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one.
Ta, squat on Chris. We got them hypnotized. Hey, 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 we got them hypnotized.
Hey, we got them hypnotized. Hey, all right. Everyone's saying my choice was embarrassing, but if the right person had been on the phone,
true,
Justin Bieber would have been played.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Busta Rhymes and loads of other people.
Yep.
Come
Diplo,
on.
Tiësto.
Catch 'em by surprise. Morecambe's finest there. Busta Rhymes, of course.
What?
Andrew Morecambe claims that Busta Rhymes spent his teenage years staying there at his auntie's. So Morecambe has kind
what?
Of claimed...
Was he with his aunt?
Yeah, Morecambe's claimed Busta Rhymes as one of their own. This is another thing that I've said today that you don't believe. Like I said, when the sea was frozen in Southend-on-Sea earlier, which it was. I don't just make things up for lols.
Scott Mills.
This week we've been talking about DMing celebrities. Now we've got Sarah on the phone. Well, Sarah's not your real name, and Sarah has asked us to use our voice changer on her. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Do you like your new voice?
It's quite fancy.
Do you want to be higher or lower?
No,
definitely not lower.
Okay.
What's the high option like?
Okay, go for it.
Hello?
No, I can't understand you.
It's the same problem we have with the high option, which is it makes you sound like a child or mousy.
Yeah, okay, let's go with this, I think, slightly lower. Check it.
This is good.
Yeah, yeah, sounds quite good, yeah. All right, so you have messaged a few people. Tell me what you said on your email.
Oh, God. Okay, so when I emailed you, I was a little bit merry.
Fine.
So, you know...
That's sometimes people's best work. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk.
So, yeah, I messaged you after listening to the podcast, and I had a fun experience where I met a comedian after one of his shows in London, just to say, you know, it was a great show.
Yeah, sure.
And I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Happened to tweet him. He replied. we messaged back and forth, and then I slid into his DMs.
Yes.
So the messages up to them were just on the sort of the normal Twitter. Anyone could see them.
Yeah, a bit flirty.
Back and forth. Okay.
A bit flirty, okay.
And then you got a follow.
Yeah.
And where did this lead?
Well, so we DM'd a bit, and then we ended up meeting up and having some fun time.
Okay. Is it a comedian that we would know?
Not sure.
That's a yes.
Is it a comedian, like comedian could be of any level, is it a comedian that could, say, sell out the Hammersmith Apollo or something like that? A famous comedy venue?
Possibly. I'm not sure if he's ever played there.
Well, like, you know...
Are we dealing with stadium-level comedian?
Possibly not stadium.
Okay, no, okay. Big venue.
That might be pushing it.
Like an O2 or something in Manchester.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
I've got a friend who's a comedian, and I think this will just give a level on things, Scott.
Yeah.
Would you say they're more or less famous? And this guy got a girlfriend. He's, you know, I'm sure he's fine with me saying this. Would you say he's more or less famous, or sort of the same famous as Sean Walsh?
Maybe a bit more, or kind of the same.
Right.
Okay. That's know. Really I know what level we're at now. Yeah. Okay. And did you see him again?
Yeah, we've sort of seen each other a few times.
Oh, okay. You're not going out, no?
No.
Okay, so it's just a meet and greet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Okay.
Is he in a relationship out of interest?
Oh.
Not as far as I'm aware.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. I'd find it hard for comedians to be really sexy. Do you know what I mean? Because their whole thing is about being funny. So it's a bit like if on 50 Shades... the main character in that, Christian, was actually a comedian rather than like a really successful banker or whatever he is. I've not seen it properly. But it must be hard to take him seriously on that front. But you seem to have.
Well, I mean, he'd probably say he's quite sexy. But, yeah, I don't know. He's all right.
And still hooking up with him to this day?
Yeah, on the odd occasion.
Love that.
On the odd occasion.
We're in the same town.
Have you had any other luck in this area?
So my life is like a sitcom.
It sounds like
it. It gets better.
Good. Okay, right. I want to hear more. Wait there, Sarah.
Scott Mills.
So Sarah DM'd a comedian, met up with him a few times, also has more stories of sliding into the old DMs. Sarah, what happened?
I matched with an actor on Tinder.
Right.
Didn't know who he was when we were first chatting. Arranged to meet up, Googled his name, and found out that he's on TV and in movies and stuff.
He's in movies and TVs?
Yeah.
Okay, what happened with him?
We spent a bit of time sort of, you know, seeing each other occasionally, similar situation.
Okay. Did you have to go to where he was on set?
No.
Or did he travel to you?
Bit of both. Yeah, there was a hotel involved at one point.
Hotels. Is he in a relationship?
He is now, right. So I haven't seen him for a while.
Okay. Is he Hollywood-level movie famous?
No.
Okay, British movies.
He wishes he was.
Okay. Are we talking soaps?
Yeah, kind of, I think.
Soaps. And maybe a bit bigger than soaps, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is incredible. So really, this has just come from DMing on Twitter... And a brief match on Tinder.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Your life is like a sitcom.
Yeah.
It is. It's bizarre.
But are you loving it?
I keep ending up in these situations.
You need to keep in touch with us because you seem to have a very good success rate.
Oh, there's many more stories where that's involved.
Oh, is there now? Okay. Is there? Right. We'll get back to you. Do you still meet up with the actor, the TV and movie guy?
No, I respect that he's in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Even if he doesn't.
Okay, Sarah, not real name, not real voice. Anything else that happens, let me know.
I'll keep you updated.
I know that you listen to the podcast every night.
I do.
All right, I'll speak to you soon, all right? I just thought I'd make you really high at the end. I can't even understand what you're saying. I don't even know what that means. What?
It's gone too high.
Hello? I know, I can't understand it.
I bet this is sending dogs mad.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye.
Scott Mills.
You know Harry, the guy who was on our last show, and again today, he sent Stephanie Pratt off of Made in Chelsea and Celebrity Big Brother and Celebs Go Dating, sent her quite a few Insta DMs because he thought, you know, she might be upset after her split from Johnny Mitchell, so just suggested dinner in Bournemouth a few times. Well, right, 8 times. But he was very nice and very sweet about it. I know there will be more people listening now, and they're being a bit sheepish and a bit shy at the moment, that have done this with other people. Not like Hollywood famouses, probably, but I reckon people that have been on reality shows.
Yeah, like, especially on Insta. I think you drop a little message on there and you just say hello in the hope that they will kind of notice you.
Yeah.
Maybe start a conversation.
Yeah. Boys, girls, I bet loads of people have done it to someone they quite fancy and is like, oh, I might as well give it a go. They might read it. They might reply. Let me know on 81199 or scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Harry came forward and read us out his Stephanie Pratt DMs. Go on, do the same. It won't hurt.
Scott Mills.
Here is the person that is keeping Greg basically positive and kind of preventing him from losing his mind completely. It's Adele Roberts. Hello.
Hi, Adele.
Hey, guys. Can I just say, you've been getting us through, so thank you so much. We've really been enjoying your show today, especially the Dalek. Keep it up.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, Clara Amfo as a robot.
Yeah, sounding great.
I'd quite like to hear that again, actually.
Me too.
Okay. So if this brings you joy, then let us know and maybe donate to the Greg Athlon, because Greg is doing a ridiculous thing for sport relief. Three peaks. Imagine, right, how cold it was when you went out today at any point. Then, like, times that by 100. And then imagine that weather, but then you've already done two mountains, up and down, and loads of cycling. And the next one you've got to do is Ben Nevis, where there's currently a red weather warning. It's ridiculous. Adele, how is he doing?
He's doing all right. I mean, obviously, as you know, it's very tough. Like Chris made a good point earlier on in the show, it's very dangerous out there. So don't worry, everybody. We've got a big team around him and he's on his way back down the mountain now and he'll be here soon. And we've got people turning up ready to cheer him on. So we're going to get him through this. Don't worry.
OK, but so like mood is OK at the moment?
Yeah, mood is OK. We've had someone come down in person and bring him a fiver and Greg loves that. Aww. So, yeah, I think that'll put a massive smile on his face.
That's awesome. If you can show Greg your support, and a lot of people are like, well, how's he going to do this in that weather? Because he's done two, which is, you know, scary enough. Like, sometimes cycling through blizzards, he can't see at all.
He's putting everything into it, everything he can.
And it's, like, huge kind of physical draining and mentally draining. If you can, if you can afford it, and I know it's a lot to ask, but Radio 1 listeners always are so, so good at this.
Yeah.
Just know what Greg is putting himself through right now. And please, if you can, make a £5 donation to Sport Relief. Just text the word Greg to 70205. Text costs £5 plus your standard network message charge. 100% of your donation will go to Sport Relief. All of the money goes straight there. You must be 16 or over. Please ask the bill payer's permission. Full terms and information, or if you'd like to donate online, go to the Radio 1 website. You're keeping him going, Adele. Thank you. What time do you reckon he's going to be with you today?
We're not quite sure, but Greg, if you're listening, we're at a brewery. We've got a drink with your name on it.
Oh, OK. Wasn't expecting that.
I mean, that, I'm not going to lie, that will be a boost.
Yeah.
And now let's all relive the moment. Donate £5 if you like this and think it's funny. Let's relive the moment where Clara handed over to Greg this week on Radio 1. She's been keeping it from us all, but she is an actual robot.
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
Exterminate!
See, it's, once is never enough.
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
It's literally my favourite thing all year so far.
Thanks, right, I'm
Clara.
Donating a fiver. I'm
donating a fiver.
All right, Adele. Adele's next with Greg at some point.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. More real-life spy stories from James the Private Investigator. Make sure you're here for it. He's got a great one at 1:40. Scott Mills.